Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a University of Queensland study has found that poor dietary habits in adolescents is linked to overusing social media. The study, led by Associate Professor Azaduzman Khan, analysed data from a survey that involved over 220,000 adolescents from 41 countries. It found that both excessive and problematic of social media usage directly correlated with lower breakfast intake and higher consumption of sugar. While the study found that problematic social media use was associated with low fruit and vegetable consumption, obsessive social media use was associated with a higher intake of fruit and vegetables. According to Dr. Khan, it is the first multinational study to look at the relationship between social media habits and adolescent diary choices.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and opposition leader Peter Dutton await tonight's debate in Sydney, which will be hosted by Sky News and Sydney's Daily Telegraph. Today, Labor is also set to announce its $1 billion mental health package, proposing a range of improvements. Labor has promised to offer around 30 walk-in mental health services with free support available, as well as an upgrade of about 60 headspace centres aimed at supporting young people. Labor is also pledging to expand the mental health workforce in order to support and cater to young people with complex needs.
The Australian dollar has fallen below 60 US cents for the first time since COVID-19. The plunge in value follows US President Donald Trump's tariff announcements, which has sent the US stock market into panic and stoked fears of a global recession. Although the Australian dollar initially held up well against the falling US dollar, last Friday saw the Australian dollar drop significantly. According to ANZ analysts, Friday's drop was the worst single-day fall for the Australian dollar since the global financial crisis.
In international news, on the morning of March 23, Palestinians in Tel al-Sultan in southern Gaza were ordered to flee by the Israeli Defense Force. Despite these orders, Palestinians say civilians were fired at during attempts to leave, leading to multiple innocent people being killed. The operation lasted 6 hours and reportedly left 50,000 people trapped and unable to exit safely as they were supposed to. Witness reports allege tanks and aircrafts were targeting people, including a bus and medics. The IDF has denied targeting civilians and responded saying it was aiming at terrorists. The UN has warned of potential international law breaches.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.